Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The pinnacle of the 2020 Virgin Australia Supercars Championship is happening this weekend.
Bathurst.
Yep.
Yes.
Bathurst is kicking off and all the way till Sunday.
Look, we weren't sure. Only a few months ago, we were like, are we going to get Bathurst or not this year? And it was really tense times, but I'm so glad that it's on.
Yep. So this weekend, all eyes will be on Mount Panorama, including one of the commentators from the Wynn Network's racing team, Kate Peck, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, team. I'm so excited to hear how excited you are about Bathurst and that you really appreciate the fact that it mightn't even have gone ahead this year. So
it was tense. I was thinking, I cannot go a year without Bathurst happening. It's just un-Australian, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's just that would just be a sin. We'd have to revolt. I just don't know. Imagine all of those bogans running to the mountains. I'd be right there with them. Just calling out to the Bathurst gods, give us some Bathurst.
Well, they don't have to do that. So what can we expect to see this weekend instead of that?
Oh, well, there's actually not going to be that many fans, which is a little bit of a bummer, but that's okay. Oh. Because COVID is, it's a bit of a disastrous year and we're just happy as we can actually go racing. And everybody will be sitting at home on their couches watching the screens, Channel 10 and Wynn. So that'll be great. So you just get yourself comfy with your beer and your chippies. But as for at the mountain, all the drivers are here, obviously. We've had some practice yesterday. The energy is quite bizarre. People are pretty excited to go racing, but also quite nervous because they know what the mountain can throw up, and mistakes can be made, disasters can happen, heartbreak, rain, which looks like it's forecast for the weekend. So I suggest sitting on that couch and getting very comfortable because it will be a wild ride.
Yeah, funny you mentioned about the rain. Every time it's rained at a Bathurst, like, absolute mayhem has ensued. So obviously we can expect some disasters to happen. Hopefully not too big, but it's always good to see a couple of bumps and slides around the Bathurst track.
Yeah, it's kind of inevitable, really. We had eight safety cars last year, and the most we've ever had is 13 in one year. And I think we'll be seeing some safety cars out this round for sure, if we can judge by the rain. And also the fact that the drivers and the teams have not done any long races this year. So they've all been sprint racing. So getting driver changeovers, refueling, changing hot brake pads, they'll all be a little bit rusty on that. So who knows? A few mistakes could happen.
Well, speaking of that, though, the drivers, do you know of any of them to have any pre-race rituals that they do?
I know one that eats pasta religiously in between getting in and out of the car.
Like plain pasta, or are we talking like a spaghetti bolognese, some pesto?
More of a spaghetti bolognese. I think he put some sauce on there.
I couldn't think of anything worse than getting thrown around in a supercar across Mount Panorama with a belly full of spaghetti. Yuck.
Nina, that sounds like you factor 1000.
Hey, I just wanted to get your thoughts quickly, because we saw the news a couple of days ago that the Camaros are going to be introduced in a couple of years' time, obviously, to take over the Holden spot. What are your thoughts on that? It's just going to be a bunch of Mustangs and Camaros running around.
Oh, I think they're pretty sexy, and I'm a bit excited about them. I think it's great for the sport. It's almost like a breath of fresh air, a new lease, and something different, something positive turned out as a bit of a negative. And I think the cars look beautiful. They're going to be a lot cheaper to run, so it'll be easier for more people to get into the sport, a little less aero, so the racing will be closer. I'll be able to follow. The cars will be able to follow each other better, so that's better entertainment for us. So I think all round it's a bit of a win-win.
Yeah,
are sexy.
Yeah, it's going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works, but in the best way possible.
Yes.
Quick tip, who do you think is going to take out and be the king of the mountain this weekend?
Well, I reckon Scotty's looking really fast, Scott McLaughlin, but my tip is on Cam Waters and Will Davison, and they are going to be fast, fast, fast. White hot, I'd almost say.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Header here first from the professional. the Supercheap Auto Bathurst 1000 kicks off today all the way through till Sunday, live and free on the Win Network and 10 Play. Thanks so much for joining us, Kate.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.